Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
You solemnly swear the evidence you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Welcome to Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I.
Come on, Johnny, you might as well talk. Who robbed that payroll truck?
I've read the case files, have you?
Well, it sure gives an airtight alibi.
Crime Time is heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Check out podcasts of our shows or listen live at biztalkradio.com. And now, your host of Crime Time, Vito Colucci, P.I.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Sunday night. That means it's time for Crime Time with Vito Colucci, P.I. I am Vito Colucci, your host. And a big thank you to everybody out there that listens to the show, that writes me comments and the whole bit, and gives comments on my guests. It's been nice. It's been very nice. The show is pretty well rated. It's very high rated. And that's a big thank you to all you people that listen in each and every week. Again, we are working on Rogue Town 2 that will be out this year. You will enjoy it. I can guarantee that. It's going to be on a par with Rogue Town, my first book, if not better. So if you haven't read Rogue Town yet, you better do it. Okay? You got to do it. It'll be a perfect lead into Rogue Town 2. And thanks again for everything, making the show popular and having the book take off like it has. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, nowadays, I'm always amazed at the new items that come on the market, okay? Let's say that the good guys use. I may get some people thinking these are the bad guys after we have our guest on talking about this. But there's a new police radar that is out right now, and we'll explain that once I introduce my guest. And it's maybe one of the most controversial devices ever. I'm reading my notes here. At least 50 U.S. law enforcement agencies quietly have deployed this with little notice to the courts or to the public. So we're going to talk about that with my special guest. The country knows him as the Techmeister. I know him for a long time. We own a forensic lab at Bridgeport University in Connecticut, as well as doing other things here. So I want to introduce you to people that he's very popular. I was asked to have him on to talk about this topic specifically. So let's welcome Al Dressler to the show. Welcome, Al.
Hey, Vito. Thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And like I said, this came through some sources that said you got to have that guy back on, Al, who talks about all the equipment. And Al, you know, we've talked many times. We've kidded around. We've gone to some of these tech shows together in the past, and you've gone to many of them. And you've always explained to the public that the technology changes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about here is called the Range R handheld radar. Okay, now, Al, I'm going to let you explain what this thing actually does, okay?
Okay, well, it seems like it's been in use for a couple of years now. It just came out in the public notification because it was used in a court case, and I guess during that court case, someone was being cross-examined or examined for how they gathered evidence, and they explained this particular device. And again, this was used over close to 2 years ago. But basically, it seems like if you take this device and place it against a wall, you could be outside of a home and place it against a wall, what it'll do is it'll notify you if there's someone in that house and how the distance, how far away that individual is in that house. It could tell you if that individual is moving or if that individual is just simply sitting there in a stationary position. So it looks like this has been in use for law enforcement people only, and you need to have a warrant or in order to use it, or some states it's illegal to use unless you have permission from the court.
So let me ask you this, Al. It could show. I mean, I've been on raids many times in my life as a police officer, and I mean it's a tool that's kind of like invaluable to a police officer or an FBI, whatever it may be. Now, the things that bother me on this is that, according to what I read, Al, it's been out for a little over 2 years, and with little notice to the courts and no public disclosure of when or how they would be used. I don't know. I don't know, Al. I got some bad feelings about this, that a lot of cases, as time goes by, are going to be reversed, because you know yourself, you've been in court, I've been in court. You know, we have to show, if not all the time, many times, how we developed our information, right?
Oh, yeah. No, and I mean, I definitely, you know, see the privacy issues revolving around this device, but I think the real concern is if the criminals get this in their hands, because then they would be able to case out a whole neighborhood. Or say they pull into a neighborhood, see who is there, someone home, and, you know, in the old days they'd make a spoof phone call, but now they just have, you know, with all the cell phones and everything, you don't know if a person's home or not. So they put that up against the home, and it confirms that the people aren't home, and then there goes your cat burglar, you know, they'll sneak in and get whatever they want at that point.
You know, Al Dressler, that is a fantastic point of view to bring up that part of it, because, you know, and they will get a hold of this, okay? I don't have any doubts in my mind. For X amount of dollars, they'll obtain these things, and it'll be all over the country used by the bad guys. Now, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, what this brings up now is the question of nighttime, middle of the night. The bad guys are cased, like Al said, are casing a street. They don't know who's home, who's not. You can't gauge by a car sitting out there. That car may be left there. You heard that maybe the people went away on vacation. The scuttlebutt got back to you. So now you're able to go basically window or door to door or all around the building and ascertain, let's say, if anybody's in any of these rooms. Okay? Say you wanted to go through the door on one part of the building. This thing can show the bad guy or the good guys, the police, FBI, if somebody's right there, which a SWAT team getting ready to break down the door would want to know. But wow, that opens up. I kept thinking about the police thing, but obviously, Al, this would be horrendous. These would be, you know yourself, these would be all over the streets, right?
Right, and it looks like that the only way to prevent that device from giving a indication that someone's home or not is if that person's behind a metal door. I don't know how many people
right.
have metal doors or metal rooms, but that's really the only way to prevent that device from working properly. The other scenario I see it could be used a lot is with state marshals trying to serve papers, you know, instead of, you know, how long they're going to hang out at a home or whatever if they know that person's in there or not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this could have effects out that we can't even think of right now. For many, many people, because this, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that this will come out in the wrong hands. There's people, there's bad guys out there, whether it's organized crime, narc drugs, that have the thousands of dollars to somehow, you know, bribe somebody, give them a lot of money to get this item, okay? And that's what I'm totally worried about. Now, Al, before we have to go through a break, I guess what this is, it's raising a lot of concerns about the extent of government surveillance. How far is it going to go? Years ago, is Big Brother is watching you. I guess the people that would say that all the time, they had no idea where that was going to lead to, right?
Right.
It's incredible. I mean, with the phone, you know, you get the warrants to tap the phone, do things like that, and big investigations. That's one thing. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Al, why does the public feel this way? Why are they so against this item, even though it could put a lot of people in jail? So we're going to be right back with Al Dressler. Stand by.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Watching you. Not everybody is happy about that with this new device. We ended the first segment with "I'll be watching you," and I asked our producer. I said, "Oh, by the way, who recorded that song?" And it was the Police. So perfect song, I guess, for this topic today. These radar things that Al's going to continue to talk about, they work like finely tuned motion detectors. Okay. And they use radio waves to zero in on the movements as slight as human breathing. Is that amazing? Human breathing from a distance of more than 50 feet. They can detect whether anyone is inside of a house, where they are, and whether they are moving. Al, is this amazing or what? I mean, I can't get over this yet.
Yeah, well, I mean, the company that actually sells this device is called L3 Communications, and L3 Communications is a national security company, so I could see this being used in military, applications. So you have some people in the Middle East or whatever trying to figure out, are anyone at that home or whatever before the attack or whatever. But if it's being used, in America, then I think that's a difference. Opens up a whole different set of problems, especially with the privacy issues.
Yeah, you brought up very good things. You brought up about the criminals getting a hold of this. Now, of course, the war, and as our troops go around each corner, as well as the enemy's troops, if they have this device, they can pick up on breathing, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, breathing. This is an amazing thing. Al, this is all the people that were interviewed, both current and former federal officials, they all say that the information is critical for keeping officers safe if they need to storm buildings or rescue hostages. Rescue hostages, Al, talk about that. That's a very interesting thing. Guys holding people hostage. Maybe they're moving around a little bit in a bank or wherever, wherever this may be, right?
Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely going to be certain times where you're going to need this technology, and that's going to help, catch the bad guys, and help everyone else out. But, you still have to be careful keeping it in the right hands. That's the key. It's even with all this technology that the government uses to keep an eye on, hackers, a lot of times that technology ends up in the hacker's hands, and then they just turn it around on everyone. So, you know, for example, there's this new technology being used right now to figure out a passcode on an iPhone, which forever has been a problem for law enforcement, or even, you know, people, just regular citizens trying to figure out the passcode for someone's phone. So, and anyhow, this new device has been out only a couple months, and it's flying off the shelves right now because no one else can do what this device does, and the law enforcement uses it for devices that they seize and raids or whatever, and they're able to get into an iPhone, then they get all that data. But you know, the hacker is the other person that get their hands on it as well, and then use it for their own means to gather information and maybe you know, steal money from bank accounts, etc.
Al, how much is that going for about on the market? Those things. Now we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the devices that can get you the private, what do we call it, codes, Al, to get for people.
Yeah, so you know how you turn on your iPhone and you press your 4-digit code to get into it.
And how
say
much
someone takes your iPhone. The iPhone's useless without that code, right? Because if you can't get into the iPhone is so secure, which is nice. But the problem is the company in China figured out this technology to be able to figure out that code if you just have the phone. So I saw it ranges, I think, from around $500 to $1,000 or something.
Oh man, that's nothing. All the matrimony, all the marriage cases we do, Al. And sometimes, you know, we'll get a call from the lady or the man who, while their other has run to the store or in the shower, they were able, the phone was left on and they're retrieving information, who they talk to and phone numbers. This they can do automatically, right? And even when their spouse changes the phone and doesn't realize how this is being done, they can do it on four different phones in the future, right?
Well, yeah, and I mean, they have to be aware of the laws, you know, most of that, what they're about to do is going to be illegal, and they're not going to be able to use that information. So the kind of cases that we get in for the phones are usually cases where, like on a employment case, the person was using the company's cell phone or the company's laptop. They'll bring us the laptop and the cell phone, but a lot of times they'll bring us an iPhone without the code, and there's really nothing we could do with it. So it is helpful for being able to use it in a legal, legal way to use this device,
sure,
too, because employers are able to get that phone back and now able to open it up and take a look inside. But then again, there will be cases where the hackers will be able to use it if they grab a phone or steal a phone and then hack right into it and then gather as much information as they can.
Right. I mean, that would be amazing. I could see the private detective work of the future. We don't get involved in this stuff. We, ladies and gentlemen, for many, many years, we don't get involved in anything that's not law-abiding, so to speak. But I can see people calling us in the future that have this device and say, hey, look, I know who my spouse is seeing. I know where they live. I know this. I know that. I read all of her messages. And, you know, at that point, we kind of say, which I say a lot of times, is I don't want to hear nothing. I don't want to know anything. I'm just going to ask you if you have any idea who she's seeing or anything like that. Please don't tell me any way you've gotten it, because that's not my business. And we're not involved in that. Right, Al? That's our usual commentary.
I mean, we get calls all the time about, well, this isn't my device. Well, I said, well, then we can't take a look at it. We can't give you the information because legally you're not allowed to have that device. You know, if it's a joint computer, it's a joint phone, or, you know, this is something that's a joint ownership and you could show that's joint ownership, or you were awarded the device in court or something like that, then that's a different story and you're allowed that information.
In fact, Al, you have people sign different warnings that we have, that we give out to people. They get a copy and we keep a copy, right?
They need to sign a waiver stating that they're the owner of the phone. They need to show us a bill with their name on it. And so, you know, there's steps we take to make sure that, you know, we're not in that gray area. And
right.
Whatever report we have will be able to be submitted in court, because that's really what you want to do at the end of the day, is be able to use that in court.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, it's incredible, because years ago, we've been open 25 years, but well, even before that, in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, it was kind of like you'd meet with an individual. A lot of people were charging $100 a day plus all expenses and things of that nature. But we're going to be right back with Al Dressler, the Techmeister, talking more about these gadgets. Stand by.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Outside the house. That's amazing. And you know, I can understand have the right to retreat into your own home. And Al Drexler can be free of anything that would be called unreasonable governmental intrusion. So that you're going to hear that, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear that unreasonable governmental intrusion for probably the rest of your life, because it started and there's going to be different opinions on it. I know with the device we started off talking about, Al, it's like 9-1 against it. People just worry that's going to happen to them in their own home, right? What do they need to understand about this, that this is going to make their town, get some of these bad guys put away for a long time and things of that nature? I always have the feeling, Al, that if you're not involved in anything, you're not doing anything wrong, you have nothing to be scared of. But I also realize you don't want the government to be doing all these things to you, too.
Right. And, I mean, you don't want things to get escalated, get out of control. You know, there's certain things that are more controllable. I think there's things are more controllable with law enforcement than with less technology. So as soon as you start bringing in more and more technology, it escalates, could escalate the problem and have a bad outcome for both sides, law enforcement and for the citizen. But, a good example would be that, you go in with this device and then, you automatically you send in a tactical team that goes in there and rounds everyone up. And in the process, you might accidentally shoot and kill someone that was there that had nothing to do with this, which has happened in the past. Or do you not use that device and just let the process, patiently unfold and you get them a different way? So, I mean, there's a couple of different ways to look at this device. But I think overall, more and more technology is going to increase the amount of, products and devices out there that are just going to limit your privacy.
Let me read this off, Al, for about a minute or so here. Interesting case. There was a case, ladies and gentlemen, where a fugitive hunting task force, which was headed by the U.S. Marshals Service, they tracked a man named Stephen Denson. He was wanted for violating his parole. They tracked him to a house in Wichita. Before they forced the door open, the U.S. Marshal testified he used a range R to detect if someone was inside. Now, in another case, in another person's who did this, this fella here, his report made no mention of the radar. This other guy that was apprehended, the officers only said that officers developed reasonable suspicion that the individual was in the residence. So there you got two different things. I mean, the police, when there's a drug raid and the police got some information from an informant that had been reliable in the past, which ended with four arrests, three convictions, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of what it says on a lot of the information that the cops write up. So what do you think about that? You got one guy that admits in court, and then the other guy that you said the officers developed reasonable suspicion that Al Drexler was in the residence.
Yeah, well, they got that suspicion from the other guy.
Right.
So that's the thing. It's kind of like Deflategate,
We got terrorists wanting to kill us any minute, and we're worried about a football if it's 14 or 13 or 12 or 11, and they've already said that after the Super Bowl, there's going to be this is going to go on probably for a couple more weeks. They want to use forensics on the young kid that carries the footballs out to the field. They're going to do forensically on him. They're going to do whatever.
They should have used this device to see what he was doing with the footballs in the bathroom, right?
That's right. And it's also, see, this is new. So this is really a lot of stuff going on. The Marshals Service itself, they faced a lot of criticism now for concealing their surveillance tools. And the ACLU and all the states, they're looking into this heavy. They're really against this, saying this is definitely the worst thing that could happen to privacy in many, many, many years. So you're going to get all kinds of things. But the state, Al, like you said, that won't allow this, and the police police has used it on eight different cases and people maybe went to jail, down the road those people may be let out. Am I correct once they look into these?
They have to show. You have to show proof that that device was used illegally. That's a whole nother uphill battle. But yeah, you never know what's going to happen with the new technology, who's using it, and if they're using it properly or not. So that's the other thing.
Yeah. See, the defense attorneys that have me on the stand now, and they'll ask you point blank if you've used any of the high tech tools. Have you guys? And you have to swear under oath. So that's gonna be interesting, because I know if that's me, if I'm still a cop, I'm not gonna lie. You're gonna have to tell the truth, and that's gonna open up a whole can of worms. If you're disclosing a technology or a method or a source of how you did this, you're also telling the bad guys along with everybody else. Okay, so a lot of things can be upheld in court. A lot of things can be thrown out in court. But we're going to be coming back in a couple more minutes here, and Al's going to talk more about this. He's so knowledgeable on so many of these things here today, and I've learned a lot today just listening to him and listening about this. So stand by. We'll be right back with Al Dressler.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
That new technology with the iPhones, how there's a new technology that allows us to get into an iPhone by cracking the code to that phone. So, for example, we do have cases with international companies that have employees that have left, and you know, they have to leave behind their company laptop, their company cell phone. So a lot of times we're able to get into the laptop and get all the information the company may need for court if that employee left and, I don't know, maybe took some key accounts with him or something like that. But now, in the past, we weren't able to get into a lot of their iPhones, but now with this new device, we are able to crack the code, get into the device, into that iPhone legally, and it is being used legally by law enforcement now for a lot of their devices that they have court ordered to get that information. In the past, they weren't able to get into those phones, but now they are. So that is the newest technology out there now. It's only been out for a few months now, but it's been you know, like this this other technology we're talking about. Once it comes on the scene, I think it makes a big splash because people have never heard about it or seen it work before, but now it's being used in multiple applications.
Unbelievable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what Al was saying to you there is pretty self-explanatory, but these are, just to show you the legitimacy of what we do, these are companies that when you apply apply for a job and get that big job, you sign a waiver saying all these things. You will get a company computer. You'll get a company cell phone. And that allows us to, because all Al is doing after the fact when the person leaves, Al has the permission of the owner of that computer and that cell phone to go in and do forensics on it and everything else. It has nothing to do with the worker that just used it. It's the owner that counts on something like that. Right, Al?
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted
everybody to understand, you know, what goes on here on this.
Yeah, no, I mean, people do call us, it's not all the time, but we do get calls about people saying, oh, I have my wife's phone, or oh, I have my boyfriend's phone, or girlfriend's phone. We tell them, no, unless you're the owner, your name is on that account, your company's registered to that phone, we're not going to touch that phone. We're not going to go into that phone for you just because at that point, we're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to use that information, first of all, in court, and we're going to be doing something illegal and potentially lose our license. So, yeah, no, we're very strict to go by the book whenever it comes to gathering information for a client off of a cell phone or a computer or, off of a thumb drive or something like that people bring in. So.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Al's going to explain to everybody how you can reach him. Now, don't think this is just Connecticut. Wherever you're calling from, ask Al, whether it's a downloading of stuff or wherever it may be, because if we can't do it ourselves, we have a great network across the country that can do it. So give Al a call. How do people reach you? What's your sites and your email and everything?
Right. Well, you could go to ColucciPI, ColucciPI.com. That's one of our sites. We also have a forensic lab, facechecks.com. And the office number is 203-324-1174. And, we do general investigations as well as the cyber forensics work we do at the lab. So, even if you just have a question and just need some guidance, we're always, we always try to give the public as much guidance as possible, even if we don't take on the case.
Right. So, Al, before we run out of time here, when you see these new things come out and you read about them or see them for the first time, I know in our business, is that a wow factor to you when you see that? It's kind of like whether you like the product or not. It's kind of like, son of a gun, look what they came out with now, as you tell your wife over dinner or something,
That's the first thing I always think is, how long has it been available and who's been using it? Because for the general public to get, word that it's been out there usually means it's been used somewhere for, like in the case of this device we've been discussing the whole time, it's always been out there somewhere, military or, Secret Service, somewhere the government must have been testing in a lab somewhere. So I always wonder, where has it been used before and for how long? So, but yeah, I'm always interested in this.
Right, right. Absolutely amazing things out there. We don't, ladies and gentlemen, so when Al comes on the show every couple of months, we've never had the same type of a show. There's always so much to talk about. Again, in the old days, like I said before, you would just meet a private detective. He can basically either work part of your criminal case, but a private detective for decades was just known for his work on catching your spouse. And I guess back then they wore the long trench coats. And, they meet at the office with that little light above, usually above some kind of a store downstairs. And the client would come in, usually, as you see on TV, pay you the money in cash. Of course, the big difference, though, Al, is like the PI portrayed in TV and movies had a blonde on each arm and a fancy sports car. Now, I mean, I don't think, Al, as far as I know, being your partner, I don't think you've had a blonde on each arm in quite a few years. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. You make sure you leave it at that. That was the shortest answer, ladies and gentlemen, to anything we've talked about on the show, because his wife does listen in. His wife does listen in, so that was pretty good. Yes, you're correct, he says. But anyway, we're running out of time here. I want to thank Al Dressler. He gave me the information. Call him. Call him. Any topics. He'll tell you what's legal, what's not legal. And you know, again, till I see everybody or talk to everybody on the show next week. Good night and God bless, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.